Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
This episode of Share and Retweet is brought to you by The Wine Gallery.
The Wine Gallery wades through an ocean of dull bottles to deliver you the bottles you love.
Visit thewinegallery.com.au and get $25 off your first box when you use the code Share and Retweet at the checkout.
This episode of Share and Retweet is brought to you by Koala.
The old way of buying furniture sucks.
Yep.
Welcome to the Koala way.
Visit koala.com and get $150 off purchases over $1,000 when you use the code Share and Retweet at the checkout.
Are you out of your mind tonight? That chick is like on planet I don't know where. Give me a freaking break, okay? I have been a freaking diva for 40 freaking years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Welcome back to another episode of Share and Retweet. I am one of your hosts, Andy Ballot.
And I'm the other one of your hosts, Justin Porter. Hello.
It's so lovely to have us back in your ear holes again today, tonight, yes, whenever it is.
Oh, whenever, wherever. We love being here.
And don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcast or Gijimo or Spotify or Google Play Sheets or wherever you listen to this.
Google Play Sheets.
Is that a thing?
No. And okay. Please follow us on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Share and Retweet.
Yeah, leave a message, comment, get in contact with us, have a chat.
And pass it around, pay it forward, you know?
Yeah. Now, Justin, this week has been very quiet on the Twitter front.
So quiet.
Very little has happened.
So quiet.
Nothing has happened. Share didn't exist for a whole week.
Yeah. Wrong. 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 It's been a huge week, as usual.
I know that we often joke that everything is on fire in the world, but literally this week, everything is on fire.
Actually on fire. So as some of you may or may not know, LA is burning down to the ground.
Yep.
Not LA proper, but the outskirts of LA, Malibu. There's a city called Paradise, which is where Kim Kardashian
had
a house. It's all gone.
Yep.
It is burned to the ground.
And Cher lives in Malibu.
Cher has a house in Malibu.
And we want to assure everyone Cher is not currently in Malibu. She's currently doing one of her 4 billion shows in Vegas.
Yes, but she is very concerned for her house. Many of the tweets that she's posted this week have been about the fire.
Yeah. So this is one of the tweets that she has tweeted out on November 9th. Saying, keeping tabs on fire, Lijah, Ange, Katz, G, her dog Cody, Mom and Winnie, but Eba went home to take care of them, strong arm emoji. Poor Malibu, and this is all in capitals, poor Malibu, my beloved home, I'm worried about my house, but my heart's broken for people who have lost everything. Paulie and I are putting on final touches on Christmas swag.
Yeah, just gotta throw that in at the end. Throw that in. I still got some extra characters left in this tweet.
Yeah.
Let me get this extra info in.
This feels like when Madonna tweeted about the Charlie attack in France. She tweeted using the language of her upcoming tour. She plugged herself in a, I'm so sorry that all of these people have died, hashtag me.
Wow.
Mm.
Oh, that's
not
weird.
Cher's fortunately not doing that, but she is plugging merch.
Yeah, well, she just wants to give people an update on where things are.
Is this the tweet that you should be doing it in, Cher?
I don't think she has a choice. I think she's half on autopilot. at this point.
She's doing a lot of shows. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
I mean, let's look at the next one. So there's another one from the same day that says, fire is not far away. I'm afraid, .. Kinda numb. So many homes lost. Mine is just one home. I'd rather be working on something positive like Christmas swag. So you have to look at it from Cher's point of view. She's just trying to stay positive. She's just trying. The world is burning down. She
Here's the silver lining. Christmas is swag looking, is coming out soon.
She needs to give people something to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Because if we look at the next one. So just to be clear, there are five tweets about the fire all from the same day.
Yep.
And we're going to go through all of them right now. And yep. There's a sixth one from 2 days later. But the next one, she says, I'm worried about my house. And then just fire emoji.
My house fire.
My house fire. But there is nothing I can do. Friends' houses have burned, pray hands. I can't bear the thought of there being no Malibu. I've had a house in Malibu since 1972. Cry emoji.
Mm.
And that's very sad. That's, yeah. It's crazy because there are people who have literally overnight lost everything.
Yeah, that's devastating.
Yeah, this is not the first time this has happened, but it is, I think, one of the first times that it's happened to a group of such...
To so many rich people.
Well, not just... Not
rich
just,
white people.
Not just rich. Let's... Celebrities.
Celebrities. Is that the word you were searching for? Celebrities.
People who other people know well. Oh, celebrities.
I like that she updates us again, just fire is closer, pray hands.
Yeah, it's coming.
Keeping in mind, Cher's not there.
She's not there. But as you would, if you had a house where there was a massive fire sweeping through, you'd be keeping tabs
on
the fire. It moved at such a fast rate.
As fire is wont to do, Justin.
Well, without wind, fire doesn't move as fast this has actually moved.
She has also tweeted, praying for everyone in path of fire, fire emoji. I have seen destruction of fire all my life.
... Nothing further.
There's no Christmas swag plug.
There's no Christmas swag, but I have a lot of questions.
I've seen how fire can destroy things. Is this what she means?
That's what it sounds like. Has she played with a lot of fire? Has she...
From a very young age, I have been burning things to the ground. So I understand how fire works.
Oh, I've seen a lot of fire destruction. My dolls.
My family home when I was six.
My family.
Cousin Betty.
Cousin Betty went right up real quick.
We didn't think she was going to, but she was wearing a lot of polyester that day.
You would not think Betty was flammable just looking at her.
Turns out. She was the most flammable of the lot of us.
Turns out she is the least fire resilient.
She's fine.
Oh, she's alive. But she's very susceptible to fire.
Just moving forward.
It's just, if anyone can just be very careful, smoking,
lighting
Flintstones around Betty.
Just playing with fire. Don't
bake near Betty.
You can use hot plates, but for the love of God, don't use a gas stove. She's a nightmare in winter.
Induction only around Betty, please. Great. So we got to the bottom of that tweet. And then 2 days later... And Cher says, getting ready for show, such an unreal experience. Fires across the street from my house. Can't see the neighbor's house through the fire. And it's all on video. And here's where I'm confused, because it sounds like she's there in her house, looking across the street and not able to see her neighbor's house. In which case, I would say, get out.
Get out, Cher.
Get out of your house.
Because we don't know if you're another Betty. You could be.
You haven't been tested.
We've only tested Betty.
We stopped at Betty. We haven't tested the rest of the family out of fear. But I don't think she is there.
She's not. She's getting ready for a show in Vegas.
Right. But I just don't understand how she knows that she can't see the neighbor's house through the fire. Does she have a camera?
Is she looking through CCTV footage?
That's what I'm thinking.
And she's got it on her phone?
Maybe she can see her security system, which is pointing across the street from her house.
Which is the wrong way.
That won't solve anything. I mean, maybe it's to see people coming in.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Something like that. We'll never know. There's no way for us to find out. But of course, there's been a lot of responses.
My favorite, I think, comes from Jamie Sharecrew at jbauman418. who said, "Do you think these fires are suspicious?"
Jamie's what we call a conspiracy theorist.
Jamie, not everything is a conspiracy. Some of the things are just nature.
Yeah, sometimes shit happens, Jamie.
I want to live in Jamie's world where everything is a conspiracy. Lightning, that's a conspiracy.
What is that about? Where'd that come from?
Yeah, that's the government testing nuclear fission on water.
Oh, that was hard to hear. That was hard to hear.
Oh, you make up a conspiracy then real quick.
Okay, contrails.
Yep.
They're putting stuff in the atmosphere that makes people allergic.
No, that is already a conspiracy theory. You make one up. So, waterfalls, go.
Okay, that's hiding underground lairs that they don't want you to know about. So they've risen the ground and they've thrown some water over it. They've redirected all the water in the area. But if you walk through and you look hard enough,
you get to a secret base.
You get to the secret base. All waterfalls contain a secret base.
Every single waterfall contains a secret base. Medical or otherwise. Okay, yours was infinitely better than nuclear fission on water.
Jamie's a conspiracy theorist. I love it. But my favorite is from Shosh at Sasa Pisek 88.
Sorry, I never read that out loud.
Yeah, it's Sasa Pisek. So I'm going to read this with the accent that the letters tell me it is in.
How can you do otherwise, Justin?
And Sash says, "Hallo, Miss Cher, concert." That's with a K. Concert with a K. "Czech Republic, please. Thanks, Sash Pilsen." Just, what does this mean? Is he asking for a concert in the Czech Republic? Because it says concert.
Or thanking for the concert that she did in the Czech Republic.
I don't think she did one in the Czech Republic, Andy.
Well, does Sash know that?
I don't know what Sash knows at this point.
Sash knows where all of the enemy bases are. I can tell you that.
Jamie knows. Has Sash been hanging out with Jamie?
Sash helped build all of the secret medical bays underneath waterfalls.
That's why they're all spelled wrong.
So Holly at Hell's Big Dink has replied, all in capitals as well, "Can't wait for Christmas swag." Ah!
Look at what the thread is here.
Read the room.
Holly.
Read the room,
Cher,
Holly.
Cher is worried about her house. Everything she's had since 1972.
Yeah, Malibu is on fire. Paradise is gone.
Gone.
People
already
have lost businesses, Holly. I see where you're pulling from, though, Holly.
I mean,
see what you focused on.
It is a little bit of Cher's fault for this. Cher did plant that seed.
And I feel like Holly is just tending to the garden at this point.
Holly's just here to collect on what was promised.
You promised me Christmas swag.
But I love Terry, hashtag Cher Crew, at Jean's daughter, who chimes in and says, in all caps, "Please, Cher, promise if it gets too close, forget about swag. Get kitties and everyone and go." Heart, pray, hands. Well, Terry is the voice of reason here.
We can only assume Terry was raised right by Jean.
Thanks, Jean, for teaching Terry what's actually important.
Drop the swag and run, Cher.
Stop talking about the swag. Get out.
If you can't see your neighbor's house from here,
it's probably too late, but still try.
Stop sewing and go. Cher, it's a new Cher tweet.
Okay, so the next tweet we're going to talk about is from November 2nd, pre-fire. Fire has not happened yet. Obviously, not all the tweets at this point are about fire yet. So Cher says, "A man came up to me and said, quote, 'Don't you think you're too old to be running around the stage like that, singing rock and roll?' I said, 'I don't know. Why don't you ask Mick Jagger?'"
Sick burn.
Boom.
Sick.
Snap.
Burn. Clickety clack.
Clickety clack. Grandma with the snapback.
So misogynistic. So gross.
Yeah.
I'm glad Cher clapped back like that.
Because who is this guy? And it sounds like this is someone who would have seen the concert.
Someone's come up to Cher and gone, "I think you're too old to be doing that."
Yeah, I've just watched what you did. Don't you think you're too old to do that?
Turn it down. You must be exhausted. Have a lozenge. knit something.
Where does he get off saying something like that?
To share.
After coming to her show.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen.
Yeah, she's a mate. Oh.
What did you think? She was going to sit in a rocking chair and lull you through her ABBA, through her ABBA album?
She's just going to sing ballads whilst sitting down, sipping on a tea.
And knitting some Christmas swag. What did you think was going to happen? She's a diva.
Yeah, this isn't a spoken word tour.
This isn't a slam poetry tour. She's just going to sit up there and...
This isn't Cher's Fringe Festival show.
It's not going to be Polly and her up on stage just having a gab, talking about things and drinking champagne.
Which I still want to see that.
But that's not what
that's
this
not
is.
What this is. This is something very different. This is a show.
Yeah. So one of my favorite responses to this.
Genius.
Is from a Twitter account called Art or Not Art.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't seen this account, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just this person, it's at Art Decider, and he or she just replies art or not art to any tweet that they come upon.
Not always celebrities, sometimes regular
just
people.
Just normal people that they've found and decided they're going to decide if this is art or not. And they have chimed in on this tweet and said, art. Right and rightfully so.
Yeah, you've played to a good fan base here, I feel like. Art Decider. So Annie, hashtag ShareCrew, at 10peeps3, has chimed in, did you ever wear this necklace again? And then a picture of Cher from, it looks like 1970s.
70-something.
Wearing a big necklace. This has nothing to do with anything.
No.
Why would it,
Justin?
Because
it's Twitter. It shares Twitter and the rules...
They don't
anything
apply.
Don't apply.
I feel like if anything, they just spin the bottle.
What are we going to ask her about today?
Yeah.
And on what tweet?
Yeah, we can't just tweet her.
No.
No, we have to put our question.
You have to reply.
Is that the rule?
Maybe that's what it is. But it seems to have worked.
Yep.
Because Cher has replied. Cher has replied to this.
Yep.
Dare I say, enabled. Cher has enabled this kind of behavior by replying.
True
so Cher's replied,
spoken.
And she said, they are all in my drawer. I call the one you like my potato chip necklace.
They look like blue potato chips.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. Well done. When you have that many necklaces, you got to call them something so you know what they are.
And I like that Annie has responded, thank you, Cher. Heart emoji, kiss kiss emoji. Polite.
Yes. And then this thread gets really good.
Yeah, because here's where things turn.
In a weird way. And we're not going to go too deep into this thread, but we'll just do the next two tweets. So it's about...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Country, America flag emoji, not party. That's the name.
That's the name.
At Tanaru1 has chimed in and said, Cher answered you. That's about as cool as it gets. Clap, heart, hard eyes, clap emojis.
To which Annie has responded, did I complain?
Okay. Okay.
So weird.
It just got so weird.
It's so passive aggressive, isn't it?
It's
without even being passive.
I just imagine her drinking champagne with a big hat on.
Yep.
And the hat just lifts up and she looks up and says, did I complain?
Drinks the champagne.
And throws it at her. Andy.
Yes.
Can we just talk about what happens to us when we go to the bottle shop every time?
It is a nightmare, Justin.
Yeah, it's a nightmare because it's never a new fun experience. Yeah. We walk straight to the bottle that we're used to.
It's always the same.
It's always the same. It's the same thing every time.
I'm sick of it.
It's so boring.
I would like a little variety, please.
Yeah, but also I don't want to risk it. You know, it's risky.
Oh, yeah.
To just buy a new bottle of wine out of nowhere.
Yeah, if only there was like a service that we could trust to get us a whole variety of different wines, Justin.
You know, it's funny you mention that, Andy.
Go on.
Because the wine gallery,
yep,
they taste wines from regions all over the world.
Yep.
They curate it for you.
Ooh.
So like wines that they know you'll love come straight to your door.
See, that's what I want.
Yeah.
And if you visit thewinegallery.com.au, you will get $25 off your first box when you use the code share and retweet at the checkout.
See, now that's amazing. It's risk-free and it's $25 off. Why would you not do that?
I'm doing it right now.
Let's do it.
Justin, you know we're the kind of people that I hate the most in the world?
Mm.
It's sleazy salesmen.
Sleazy salesmen.
When they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to buy this?
Hey, you want to upgrade?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want an extra thing with that and an extra thing with that?
I never want an extra thing.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what? I've always wanted a way to just cut that out.
Snip, snip. Goodbye. I can go direct to the source. That's what I want.
Well, you know what?
What?
This is exactly how I'm going to buy mattresses from now on. I'm cutting out the middleman. I'm cutting out the sleazy mattress salesman that's like, yeah, this one's got a
sleep in this one.
Because I know the kind of mattress that I want. It's a perfect mattress. It's not too soft. It's not too hard. It's Koala.
Yeah, Koala is great. And the amazing thing is you can sleep on a Koala mattress for 120 nights, risk-free, and send it back if you don't like it.
I don't have to deal with anyone, and I have a risk-free 120 nights of slumber.
Yeah, if you go to koala.com, you can get $150 off of purchases over $1,000 when you use the code share and retweet at the checkout. Snip, snip.
Sayonara, butt face.
GOPs, Trumps, and thieves.
On the 4th of November, 6:29 p.m., to be precise, Cher has graced us with a political tweet. She has tweeted, "Dictators have a process. Forget blue wave shit and remember 2016. Every base in government is covered by Republicans. Corruption's on steroids and Manchurian candidate is in the house. I've lived through 13 presidents and Trump is poison. Vote like your life depends on it because it does."
Yes. All right. And this is just one of many political tweets in the last couple weeks.
Because while we were doing the classic episode, the midterms happened.
The midterms did happen, yes.
And for those of you who are wondering what happened,
Google it. But among all this, which is pre-fire and the biggest thing on Cher's mind at the time,
yep,
Isabella has responded to this very political, angsty, angry tweet at Nurse Isabella 93.
Well, now I know what she does.
And she said, "What does it take to get Cher to tweet me? Because I just don't know anymore." Laugh, cry emoji, sad emoji.
She's not going to tweet you back if you fish like that.
Yeah, you're Isabella. Just complaining. You know what you could do, Isabella?
Follow Annie, hashtag Cher Cruise lead.
Follow Annie.
Yeah, she didn't ask for a retweet or a tweet. She just wanted an answer to a pre-existing question.
Yeah, and Cher, it feels like, likes talking about things that happened in the past. If you bring something up about the past, you'll get Cher's attention.
It's almost as though Cher also enjoys non sequiturs. So things that just go off the rails a bit. So if she is talking about something political, I recommend you post a picture of a drawing that you did of Cher or a photo of Cher in 1972 next to a horse.
Yes, you could also follow Haram Miranda's lead, at Haram Miranda, thank you for keeping it simple, Haram, who said, "I love heart Cher," and then posts a picture that he drew.
And it is definitely a picture that he drew.
It does not look like Cher.
It is signed by Haram, which is good. That was how I knew that it was a picture by Haram.
And it says Cher by Haram. That's how I know it's Cher.
Yes, that's the only way I know that this is Cher.
Because everything else that's hitting my eyeballs right now tells me this is not Cher.
Yeah.
It's maybe, who is this? Who could this be? Who could this actually be? Because I feel like I know this person, but it's not Cher.
Maybe that is the skill of Hiram. And that he is able to depict the everyman.
Ah. we finally met the, I recognize this person, but I don't know how.
How do I know that? But did I see that person on a bus? Is this my accountant? Did I meet this person back in 1987?
Yeah, because I feel like I've seen this face.
I feel like I've seen this face 1,000 times.
100,000 times.
But I don't know where.
And if it hadn't been written Cher by Haram, I wouldn't have ever thought this was Cher.
I would have thought this was maybe a hairdresser I had once in 98.
Yeah, or a woman that sold me a movie ticket once.
Yeah, and it's just for some reason that face has been burnt into the back of my mind.
Yeah, maybe it was a teacher I had.
Yeah.
Maybe this is my mom. It's hard to tell.
I've not seen her for years.
I haven't seen my mom in 4 years. This could be my mom.
This could be my... Are you my mom?
Do
mom?
I have a sister that I don't know about and this is her?
Because this could be a sister in a wig, for example.
Is this me in a wig?
How much is did I have to drink drag? Today? It could be anyone.
It could be literally anyone. It seems like this is a common thread, asking for Cher to tweet them.
This week, everyone is real needy.
Everyone just really wants Cher. Cher's dealing with a fire. In the future, she's going to be dealing with a fire.
Yeah, but as we all know, Cher can time travel thanks to her future ball. So we don't know what's going on.
She knows what's coming.
Yeah, she's spread very thin. She's got 4 billion Vegas shows. She's got Christmas merch to worry about.
She honestly just doesn't have time to tweet at everyone individually.
Yeah, but she does tweet a lot.
I do love Rogin S. Jr. At S. Jr. Rogin has replied and said, "You should slow down on the drugs. I'm having a hard time making sense of your tweets."
Rogin,
We've seen a lot of erratic tweets that we've really struggled with to find the meaning and figure out what she's saying or why she's saying it or how it came about.
But we tried. Yeah.
But this is not one of them.
No.
This is plain as day.
Yeah, I know exactly what's going on here.
This is clear.
Yeah, I've been following this storyline. I know that the midterms are coming up. I know that Cher is against Trump. She says it here. There's a whole bunch of information here. It's not like she's just tweeted, "Is it 29?
Yes, that I don't understand.
I will never understand.
Okay,
that.
I just sent 100 deaths. What are you talking about? This is clear, though.
This is obvious.
Clear as day. So, Rogin, just figure it out. You're an idiot.
Rogin, if you can't figure out this tweet, you are going to have a hell of a time looking back in time.
Yeah, you need to get off Twitter if you can't figure this
Rogin,
out.
Rogin, run.
You are on the wrong platform.
I recommend hiding out at a military base inside a waterfall.
Yes, find a waterfall. See if you can figure out the password because it's not in English.
Nope. Good luck.
And get in there.
Follow the follower.
So we've spoken of this wonderful human before, Justin.
Yes.
Deb hashtag vintage share crew.
At Deb12857.
That is her security code.
I have full access to her bank.
Now, if just as a refresher, she's a fan since 1970. Cher is her imaginary best friend, but not in a creepy way.
Yes, of course. Now, the reason Deb popped back onto our radar again, she replied to one of Cher's tweets. And when we looked at her page, we realized how active Deb is.
I feel like Deb has cracked into some real nice Chardonnay, gotten herself comfy on her sofa.
And she's just had a Twitter day.
She's had a Twitter day, yes. It's a day of self-care.
Yes.
Self-love.
And really connecting with Twitter.
On this particular day, Deb drank, and I don't want to say how much she's drunk, but possibly 3 bottles of wine.
Yes. This day that we're specifically talking about is November 9th. Yeah. And on November 9th, Deb tweeted and retweeted a sum total of 79 times. Which is astoundingly impressive.
It's so many.
It's a lot of tweeting.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how often this happens with Deb.
She's prolific.
She's very prolific. A lot of it is share related, understandably.
What a surprise.
Understandably. But she has 46.2 thousand tweets.
What?
Under her belt.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's
that is a lot.
I mean,
of tweeting.
To be fair, if you are tweeting 76 times in a week, in a day,
that definitely beats Cher's average. For sure. Now,
yep.
I wanted to say something to you. I don't know if you remember.
Yep.
Cher has tweeted 27,800 tweets.
And we got a whole podcast out of her. Imagine what we could do with Deb.
We're switching. This is Deb and retweet.
Deb and retweet.
Deb has tweeted.
We could do 3 podcasts a week off Deb.
Oh my God. She has tweeted almost double the amount of Cher.
Holy shit.
Now, she also, to add further impressive numbers to these facts.
Yep.
Cher joined Twitter in 2010.
Yep.
And we know
oh my God.
That Deb joined in 2013.
Fucking hell.
Cher had 3 years up on Deb, and Deb has still outperformed her by almost 200%. Deb is on it.
Deb is committed to Twitter.
She is.
Deb's found the one
boss.
Platform and gone, I'm doubling down.
Triple down.
Oh my God.
Now, I love it.
Now, there is a reason why Deb came to our attention this week. Deb has done something that a lot of Cher Crew followers have wanted to do a lot this week. Not only have Cher Crew and just people who follow Cher been real needy in a response, Deb has been retweeted by Cher
multiple times. Multiple times in a row. Cher logged on and retweeted Deb's tweets 4 times in a row. Bang, 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 bang.
Which begs the question, what does Deb know?
What is Deb's
secret?
We don't
know. Is Deb's
what
secret
base is Deb hiding in? And what waterfall do I need to go through to get to it?
Is it just the sheer volume?
Well, I feel like at this point, when you're making so much traffic on Twitter, they would have alerted Cher. Twitter would have brought this to Cher's attention. Yeah. Cher, I know how much of a diva you are. You are being outperformed right now.
Yeah.
In a major way.
And we're aware that you tweet 20 times a week. Cher, you need to up your game because I don't know if you know about Deb, hashtag vintage Cher Crew.
She is about to lap you again. Again.
I just think she's like Princess Peach in Super Mario Brothers, just lapping everyone, being like, I got Twitter!
Yeah, now the sad thing here is Deb only has a little over 2,000 followers, which is a good amount. It pales in comparisons to Cher's obviously 3.5 million followers. But I think with the content that Deb is producing, she deserves more followers.
With the relentless content that she...
Endless! Hours and days
she
worth of...
She has a lot to talk about, doesn't she?
I think we need to get her numbers up.
Oh, yeah. Or is that poking the bear?
No, she's put in the hours. I think she's earned it.
This is your reward. Well, her reward is being retweeted by Cher 4 times.
Yeah, in a row.
Pay attention, everyone else.
Yeah, all you people that are whining about Cher not giving you attention.
Yeah, tweet 300,000 times a week.
That's how you get noticed. You get Twitter to notice you and report you to Cher. That's how you get on Cher's radar.
Tweet so many times, Twitter is concerned you're a bot.
I wonder, I'm surprised Deb isn't verified, actually.
Based on the sheer amount of tweets. Yeah.
Based on the fiscal amount that Twitter has had to invest in storing her tweets alone.
Let's just give her a blue tick.
We got to verify her. They would have had to verify her that she's real.
Yeah.
So Deb, hats off to you. You're really winning.
You're winning Twitter at the moment.
You're winning Twitter and you're winning Cher's Twitter.
So thank you.
Thank you. You're an inspiration and an example to all of us.
Thank you so much for coming on this wonderful journey with us this week. It's been a lot. Plot twist. We know that we told you that nothing had happened this week. Surprise.
A lot has happened.
Betty is probably still on fire somewhere.
Betty's still having to take extra special precautions at romantically lit dinners.
She's perfect in the water, though.
Oh, she's a dream in the water. Always safe in the water.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at Share and Retweet.
And rate and review us on Apple's podcast app or wherever you get your podcasts, Gigimo or Spotify or otherwise. Mm-hmm. And pass it on. Tell your friends. Yeah. Have a viewing party.
If you liked it, if you're one of the Share crew and you listen, tweet about it.
Yeah, pass it on.
Pass it on to Share. Deb, if you're listening,
can you get us on Share's radar?
Can you get us onto Share's radar? Because you're on Share's radar.
Yeah, we want to be like you, Deb.
I'm now speaking directly to Deb.
This is to Deb. Message to Deb.
Help us.
Help us. I've been one of your amazing hosts, Justin Porter.
I've been the other one of your amazing hosts, Andy Ballock.
Good night.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.